Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking, bringing you stories of children all over the world. I travel to the bedside of children everywhere in the world. And I am that candle glowing on the little table next to the bed, shining and sparkling in the faces of these eager young people. As I visit children all over the world, they tell me the stories of their activities, they tell me the stories of their lives, they tell me the stories that make them happy. And I was speaking to a couple of kids, and they were telling me about what their mother and dad were doing. And they were saying that their mother and dad were very special people, as every child thinks their mother and dad's very special people. And they were thinking that this is something very, very wonderful, because it was something that was just for them. Now, George was 6 and Louise was 4, and they just loved having their mom and dad do tricks for them. And I said, "Well, George, what kind of tricks does your mama do?" And Louise says, "Oh, she does all sorts of tricks." And I said, "Well, if she does all sorts of tricks, what do you mean by all sorts of tricks?" "Well, she does magic tricks. And we like magic tricks because it's a chance for us to prove that it can be done." "Yeah, I like that." And Louise is all sparkly-eyed. And I said, "Well, now, what sort of magic tricks do your parents do for you? Do they provide money for you so that you have an allowance? Do they have a home for you? Do they have the magic of a home for you? Do they have a beautiful clothing for you?" "Oh, Mr. Candle, those are not magic things. Those are just things." "Well, I think they're pretty magic. I think they're pretty wonderful." "Well, yeah, they're wonderful, all right, but they're not magic." Now, magic is when they do something that's really, really something. My dad had a book. He showed it to me. He said, "This is a book on how to do magic." And I said, "Well, Dad, how do you do magic?" He said, "Well, first, you have to enjoy doing magic. You have to enjoy doing these tricks and proving that they can be done." Now, you read in the book here about how to do different things and how to do different magic things. "Well, what particular type of magic things do you mean?" "Well, that's not the idea. The idea is how to do magic things. And, well, what sort of magic things do you do, Mr. Candle? What sort of, well, now you tell me, George, you tell me what your dad does. What sort of things does he do?" "Well, he has this funny tube, and it's a real nice tube and really kind of nice. And he takes this tube and he pulls a scarf out of it. And he pulls another scarf out of it, and another scarf, and he just keeps pulling scarves out of that tube. And I look in the tube, I don't see anything. Now, Mr. Candle, I asked Daddy how he did that, and he says, we will have to prove it." So then he got out the book. And he got out the book that showed exactly how to do it. Exactly how to put the scarves into the tube so that it looks like there's none in there at all. And then how to take them out and making it look like they're real. Well, Louise said, "I like the one about the bunny rabbit and the hat. I think that's the nicest one." "Well, does your dad do the bunny rabbit and the hat?" "No, but it's in the book. I saw pictures of it." "Well, that's kind of nice too, isn't it? Now, how could you put a bunny rabbit in a hat?" "Well, I haven't read that part. Daddy hasn't read that part to me. Mommy said she's practicing on it." "Well, why is she practicing on it?" Well, she wants to do it so well that she'll make me think that she actually is doing it. Well, don't you think she actually is doing it? Yeah, she's actually doing it. But I think that there's a trick to it. There's some special way to do it. Well, you're right, Louise. There is a special way to do it. But I wouldn't take that way away from your mommy and your daddy as they're explaining it to you. Because when your mommy and daddy show you wonderful things that help you to get excited about life and get excited about learning, they have to take it step by step. Because do you know what they're doing? George says, I got an idea. Well, what do you think that idea is, George? Well, I think that my mommy and daddy are learning it at the time that they're teaching it to us. Ho, 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 ho. What makes you think that, George? Well, because they're always referring to the book. Well, is there something wrong with referring to the book? No, no. Well, is there something wrong with learning while you're teaching? No, I guess not. But my daddy knows everything. And my mommy, she's the smartest lady in the world. They don't need to have books to teach them things. They know everything. They know everything. Louise says, yes, George is right. My mommy and daddy know everything. My mommy and daddy are the smartest mommy and daddy in the whole world. Well, don't you think that they have fun sometimes playing games with books and playing games with information and playing games with tricks? Because they like to do things that cause people to think that that's kind of fun. And if they didn't do things that were causing people to think that that's kind of fun, you know what would happen? No, Louise said. No, what would happen? Mr. Cannon, what would happen? Well, life would be kind of dull. If people didn't share and tell how they do things and how they figure out things and how they come to conclusions. But Mr. Candle, my mommy and daddy know everything. Well, yes, your mommy and daddy know everything. And so do you, George. And so do you, Louise. You know everything too. But you don't know that you know everything. Well, your mommy and daddy, they know everything. And they know pretty much of everything. But there are times that they think they don't know everything. And when they don't think they know everything, then they turn to books. And they turn to other people. And they turn, well, Mr. Candle, if they know everything, why don't they know in themselves? Why don't they know inside themselves, in their mind? There, that's it. And why don't they know in their mind, Mr. Candle? Well, George, they do. But we are all taught so much to look outside of ourselves for all the information we want to know that we forget to look in our minds. Well, Mr. Candle, do you think if I told my mommy and daddy that they have everything in their mind, that might make them happy? Well, now, George, it might make them happy and it might not. That's not the point. The point is, George, do you understand that everything is in your mind? Oh, Mr. Candle, I've known that from the time I was born. And Louise, what do you think? Well, of course, I know everything. Mommy knows everything, Daddy knows everything, I know everything. Well, are there ever times that you wish you knew something that you didn't know? Yeah. Oh, sure. That's part of the game. That's part of the game of life. I know something, and it's inside of me, and it's hiding. And I say, hey, where are you? What is? Tell me. Come on now. And we play hide and seek. And then after a while, I figure out where they are, and I bring them out, and I know it. Now, I do that with everything that I want to know that I don't really know at the moment. But I know that I know it. I know. Oh, George, you are a brilliant boy. Oh, my goodness sakes. Your daddy should be very proud of you. Your mommy must think that you are an absolute genius. Oh, they think I'm all right. And Louise, what do you think of George? Well, I know everything too, Mr. Candle. George doesn't just know everything. I know everything too. Well, yes, Louise, you do. But does George know a little more of everything than you do?
Well, maybe. Maybe he's been practicing longer than I am.
What do you mean, practicing, Louise?
Well, he's been practicing playing hide-and-seek with the knowledge inside himself. You like that, don't you?
Yeah, Mr. Cattle. I like that. Play hide-and-seek with, I know that I know that I know. Oh, boy, Mr. Cattle, that's so wonderful. Mr. Cattle, why don't you come and talk to us more often?
Well, I do every evening. Some evenings you don't pay attention, some evenings you do. But I come every evening. I visit you, and I share with you.
Well, Mr. Candle, you are special. George, Louise, you are delightful. Now, you know that we love tricks because we like to prove that they can be done. Well, the tricks of life, they're called legerdemain or sleight of hand.
Oh, Mr. Candle, what does that mean, legerdemain?
What does that mean, Mr. That's a big word.
Well, that means faster than the eye can see. And it's not really faster than the eye can see. It's merely distracting the attention to something else while you're doing something else. So that people think you're doing one thing and you're doing something else.
Mr. Cannell, that sounds pretty complex and pretty mysterious, and that doesn't sound like playing hide-and-seek.
Oh, it is. That's exactly what hiding and seeking is all about.
That's exactly what the knowledge, the wisdom, all of the love that the world is in you is playing hide-and-seek with you. It's playing magic tricks with you. And it's just having such a good time. And it says, won't you come and play with me too? And so, the game of life becomes a game of hide-and-seek, a game of playing, of I know that I know that I know, and listening, and finding out where it is and what it is. Oh, boys and girls, I tell you, George, Louise, you are spectacular. I love you so. Hey, guess what? There comes Mr. Sam. I see him coming right through the door.
Yeah, that big belt he's got around his waist there, and that big bag that's on the belt, well, that's pixie dust. And he takes that pixie dust and he sparkles that all over the, when you go to sleep, and it helps you have beautiful dreams. And I can tell you one thing, George and Louise.
Yeah, Mr. Cannell, what?
Well, I can tell you one thing. When you go to sleep, you're going to be dreaming about playing hide and seek with all the knowledge, all the wisdom, and all that is.
Oh, Mr. Candle, that's a lot of fun. Thank you.
Okay, now, snuggle down in your beds, call your mommy and daddy and give them a big hug and a kiss and say, I love you. And then slide under the covers there and snuggle into sleep and know that I love you too. And I'll be back another evening. So, just be ready for me and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.